Morning, Ma. How you feeling?
I'm not sure. What did we have for dinner last night?
Mexican.
Oh, then I'm okay. Hi, girls. Guess where I'm going?
A sanitarium up north.
I'm going to enter the U.S. Senior Sports Classic, and I'm going to win.
I had no idea that you could skate that well.
Oh, when I was young, my folks had me trained for the U.S. team. The day the Olympic Committee came to St. Olaf, I was so nervous. I put my skates on the wrong feet.
Oh.
Sonja Henderfinkins. Morning, all.
Oh, morning, honey.
Oh, Rose, for God's sake. You look like a giant elf. Can I borrow that sometime?
Oh, Blanche, when is Becky coming? I want to make sure that Ma's all moved into my room.
I'm picking her up at 10:30.
How come when company comes, I always have to sleep with Dorothy? How come I always get the short stick?
It's because you are the short stick. Put that down.
Why?
Since you're sleeping with me, no more liquid till Becky leaves.
You know, I'm really looking forward to Becky's visit, even though she is in a delicate condition.
Yeah, knocked up and single. How dainty.
Now, I think it's great that she's brave enough to have that baby by herself.
Look who's talking. The president of Knocked Up and Single.
Yeah, but at least Dorothy's pregnancy was an accident. My daughter did it on purpose. Anne went to a sperm bank. A sperm bank. Just the very idea of a bank having sperm.
At least the government didn't have to bail them out. Well, I'm off to sign up. Wish me luck.
I think it's wonderful that you're taking part in a senior sports classic. You know, I might try entering it myself in 15 years when I'm eligible. If I can come up with an event.
The luge is the only one where you get to lie on your back. Rose, are you all right?
Yes. Oh, Mr. Ninervini, my ice skating coach, said I should wear weights to strengthen my ankles. Well, I'm off to the grocery. Can I bring you anything?
Is that as fast as you can go?
Yes.
Don't get any dairy.
Rose, don't make fun of old people. I'm wearing weights to strengthen my ankles. They come in headbands?
Everybody, look who's here.
Come, sweetheart, sit down.
Oh, you look beautiful. How have you been?
Oh, well, I love being pregnant, except for the hormones. Yesterday, I cried when the mail was late.
Oh. No, her mail was late.
Can you imagine what she was like when she had hormones? So I hear we only get you for 3 days.
Well, that depends.
On what?
On how my mother feels about my having the baby in Miami.
Here? So close to Cuba?
Well, I thought I could do it alone, but now that it's almost time, I'm getting nervous and I've realized I want to be near my mother.
Oh, I think it's great that you want to have your baby here. But in St. Olaf, the mother was always with the daughter when she gave birth. And if the mother was out of town, then the mother of the father was there. And if she was out of town, then we'd call Lucky Gunther.
Oh, what the hell? She has a birthday coming up. Why, Rose?
After the thresher accident, they replaced Lucky's arm with a forceps. Yeah. Lucky Gunther, he was in charge of delivering babies and handing out corn at the Rotary picnics.
Shut up, Rose.
So Well, Mama, is it all right if I have my baby here?
Well, I only want what's best for you, darling. Don't you want to have your baby with your obstetrician in your hospital in Atlanta?
Oh, I'm not having my baby in a hospital. I'm going to a birthing center. They emphasize natural childbirth and a relaxed atmosphere with no painkillers.
Becky, I know I told you where babies come from. Did I ever mention where they come out?
Don't you just come see the place? You know, they have one of the biggest and best birthing centers right here in Miami.
Those theme park people are always thinking, aren't they?
Oh, come on. Now, Blanche, before you close your mind, the least you can do is just take a look at the place.
I'll go with you if you need support. Just give me a head start.
Oh, this is a birthing center? Well, where's the obstetrician? Where's the equipment?
Yeah, she'd be better off having the baby in your bedroom. At least you've got stirrups.
And there's a better chance of finding a doctor.
First, Becky conceives in a clinic. Now she wants to deliver in a bedroom. She's got the whole thing backwards. Oh, this is all wrong. What kind of dope would want to have a baby here?
This place makes me want to run out and get pregnant.
We have a lot of features here to create the right environment for both you and baby. That's why we have music piped into every room.
So, Mama, what do you think?
I think it would cost less to squat in a Laura Ashley showroom.
Look, I hate to be an alarmist, but what if the baby or the mother needs more than Muzak and throw pillows?
You're a meat eater, aren't you?
Ah! Ooh, sounds like there's a mommy in the making.
Sounds like there's a mommy on fire.
I'll be right back.
Oh, good. We can sneak out.
Mother!
Becky, I have to admit, everything is well coordinated here. But, honey, wouldn't you be happier in a place where there's less stereo and more... morphine?
Well, I'm just looking into alternatives. You know, hospitals have a rigid way of doing things. Why is she screaming?
She's conscious.
I just want this to be an experience I'll never forget.
You're in luck. You're about to see one of our deliveries.
We don't need the whole tour.
Mama, that sounded just awful.
Well, darling, that is woman's lot in life, to bear the pain of childbirth.
What's man's lot in life?
Their eyebrows grow together. Cheesecake, Rose?
Let's taste it and find out.
How's the skating going?
Oh, Coach Ninervini is really disappointed in my compulsory figures. The only way I can make an 8 is to start with a snowman and then erase his head and arms. By the time I do all that, the judges have lost interest.
Yeah. So have I, Rose. Honey, why don't you just quit?
Oh, they have a name for people who quit. They call them quitters.
Well, let them call you that, Rose. You make them stick to idiot. You know, being at the birthing center today brought back vivid memories of when I delivered Rebecca. It was so wonderful. When I woke up, there she was in my arms, just as goofy and hungover as I was. I vowed then and there to have 20 more.
Well, what stopped you?
The drugs wore off.
Remember how Stan was working late when I went into labor with Kate, so I called you, Ma?
Yeah, right in the middle of Uncle Milty.
No, no. Kate was born on a Friday. Milton Berle was on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, I know. Uncle Milty was your father's pet name for... Never mind.
I was fortunate. I was at a picnic when I delivered Kirsten.
Well, how was that fortunate?
Lucky Gunther already had boiling water in his corn pot. Before you knew it, I was kissing her little buttery, solid head.
Dorothy was born during the Depression. Mine. We had no money, and when it came time to deliver, I couldn't afford to go to the hospital. Hospitals were for the rich.
So Dorothy was born at home.
Homes were for the rich. Babies were for the rich. We tried selling her, but the rich have taste.
Did you have a hard labor?
Oh, it went on for days. But she was finally born. 32 pounds, 3 ounces. Oh, they're so fat.
Ma, nobody weighs 32 pounds when they're born.
That's what the guy from the circus said.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, hi, God. Darling.
You know, I've been thinking, maybe having a baby at a birthing center isn't so important. I mean, the people at Lamaze got me a coach, so there's no reason I can't have a natural birth even in a hospital.
Oh, Becky, that's wonderful. And, darling, I'll go to Atlanta with you. I'll be right outside your door the whole time.
No, I think I better have the baby here in Miami. I don't feel much like traveling.
Well, I just thought you'd be happier giving birth in a place where nobody knows me.
I can't believe you. Are you ever going to get over my being a single mother?
It's just that I have a reputation in this town.
Cheesecake, Mom.
Well, I'm sorry if I embarrassed you.
You don't sound very sorry.
I had artificial insemination. It's not like I slept with every man in town.
Chew it carefully, Mom. Like they taught you at Shady Pines.
I would just be happier checking you into a hospital where I don't happen to be very popular with the staff.
And that means more to you than being there at the most important moment of my life.
Oh, Blanche, there are so many hospitals in Miami. Maybe you can find one where you haven't volunteered?
No. Don't worry about it, Mother. I'm leaving in the morning, and I'm taking my baby with me.
A little more to the left. A little more to the left. A little more to the left.
Ma, wake up. Wake up. You're having a nightmare.
Oh, I dreamt I was in bed with Mel Gibson and Kim Basinger was to my right.
Go to sleep, Ma.
It's been 14 hours. Just a sip of water, Dorothy.
Go to sleep.
Dorothy? Dorothy?
Becky, what's the matter? Something wrong?
Well, I was just wondering what being in labor feels like.
How do you feel right now?
If I had any military secrets, I'd talk.
Showtime. Honey, now don't worry. Just lie down. Come on, get okay. To bed. We'll start timing the contractions.
I think one's coming on. Oh, 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 yikes!
Blanche, cut it out. I'm trying to get some sleep.
Ma, Becky is in labor.
Oh. Hold my hand. When it hurts, squeeze.
Am I crazy or did I hear screaming?
Yes and yes. It's Becky. She's having the baby.
I'll put on some corn.
Call the county hospital. Tell them we'll be there in 20 minutes.
Oh, and call the coach. The number's by the phone.
Fine. Is there anything I can do?
Call the hospital and the coach. You got that, Rose?
Oh, hurry. Here comes another one. Oh, 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 yikes!
Hey, what do you do for a living? Crack walnuts?
What's going on?
Oh, something about a baby.
Oh, my God, you mean it started?
She's having contractions.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mother. Go back to sleep. I'll call you when it graduates high school.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Come on, I'm taking you to the hospital right now.
Dorothy, this reminds me of when I took you to the hospital when you were in labor.
How so, Ma?
You were pregnant. I took you to the hospital. It's not a big leap.
Miss Devereaux, you forgot to fill out the name of the father.
I was artificially inseminated.
It was the father's last wish. That and that people should be able to visit Graceland. doctor, thank God you're here.
I'm not the doctor. I sell hats.
Mr. Minervini?
Rose, who is this man?
He's my ice skating... Oh, my God, I must have called the wrong coach.
Oh, are you the doctor?
Yes.
Oh, the contractions have been approximately 5 minutes apart for the last 45 minutes. I suggest you see how dilated she is.
Gee, I never would have thought of that.
Let's get her head up so the baby can get more oxygen.
No, feet up so it'll be a boy.
No.
Always runs. I want a girl.
No, I want a girl.
Listen up.
I want three people in here. The pregnant woman, the coach, and the baby.
You heard him, ladies. Okay, Doc, let's go.
Listen, if anybody is staying in here with my daughter, it is her mother.
Blanche, honey, we'll be right in the waiting room if you need us.
Okay. How you doing, baby?
I'm scared.
Oh, honey, there's nothing to be afraid of. Just remember, pull, pull. Oh, no, that's skeet shooting. Well, never mind. We'll be just fine. Oh, doctor, by the way, the reason that the baby's father isn't here is because he's busy.
I read the form. I have a pretty good idea what he's busy doing.
What is taking so long? It's been hours.
Took me 3.5 days to have Dorothy. I finally coaxed her out with a pork chop.
You know, Ma, you're really making me feel very bad. You keep telling me how hard it was and how long it took to have me.
Did I mention the colic?
Ma, you're hurting my feelings.
Not as much as you hurt my uni.
Ma!
I'll tell you something, Dorothy. No matter how much pain I went through, and it was a lot, I wouldn't give up having you for anything in the world.
Thanks, Ma.
And I knew you'd be special.
And I didn't disappoint you?
A little.
Oh, I guess every mother feels their children are going to be something special when they first see them.
And then we disappoint them by not becoming Olympic stars.
Oh, Rose. Rose, honey, is that why you're training? For your parents?
They always wanted me to be a champion ice skater. They were so proud watching me practice. I know their dream was for me to win a gold medal, but I hate ice skating.
Rose, listen, you don't have to do anything to please your parents.
She's right. I'd like to be proud of Dorothy for something, but I'm not going to kill myself if that day never comes.
But my parents called me Twinkle Toes.
I called Dorothy Bigfoot. That doesn't mean she has to make tracks all over the Northwest.
What Ma is trying to say is that she loves me for what I am.
That's right. An over-the-hill school teacher who has to wait for the phone to ring to know if she's going to work that day.
It doesn't matter what your parents want. Rose, you're never going to make them happy. They're just going to nag you and nag you until you want to grab their throats and choke them. But you don't because you're in a hospital with resuscitating equipment.
In other words, Rose, hang up the skates.
Oh, Sophia. Bigfoot, thank you. You're terrific. You made me realize you don't have to please your parents. I don't know how I can thank you. No more ice skating. And I'm not going to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Now, Rose, that you should do.
Seven, eight, nine,
oh, good. We're getting there. Rest. You're doing fine.
Dr. Jackson. Outside call. Dr. Jackson, outside call.
You know why I call you Pussycat, Pussycat?
Why, Ma? Because you only gave me yarn for Christmas? Because you fed me once and I hung around? Because you used to put me out at night?
Because I love pussycats and I love you. And you were the only one in the family who could catch mice.
Good, we're getting there.
God, I don't think I can take much more of this. Beck, if you hurry up and have this baby, I'll run down and get you some ice cream.
When are you going to stop treating me like a child?
Oh, somebody's grumpy.
I want her out of here.
Why, Becky, you don't mean that.
Oh, right, I'm in a real joking mood. Now get out.
Becky!
You're not helping, Mama.
Well, then, I will just take a little break.
Oh, Mama!
Oh, I'm here, baby, I'm here.
One more push and we'll be there.
No, I can't.
Oh, Becky, now you know I've never been real strict with you, honey, but you have to.
No, I'll just carry this baby with me for the rest of my life.
No, it's a bad look.
I can't, Mama, I can't.
Listen, Rebecca Devereaux, I think you must be about the bravest woman alive.
You do?
Oh, honey, I couldn't do what you're doing. You've got courage I never had. You just decided how you wanted to have your baby, and you're doing it. I think that's wonderful. I'm just so proud of you. I just love you.
All right. One more push, but
Atta,
that's
girl.
It.
Atta, girl. Come on. Come on, darling. You did it. You just look at him.
Mrs. Devereaux, that's the umbilical cord.
Oh, but look at her. Oh, look at this Becky. She's wonderful. Oh, my gosh. She's almost as beautiful as you were.
Oh, we did it, Mama. We did it.
Oh, honey, thank you for letting me be here with you.
I couldn't have done it without you.
You know, first time I ever held you in my arms, I knew I was holding somebody I was going to love for the rest of my life. Oh, hey, Lola, the baby, we've been waiting for you.